श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो टू चैप्टर सिक्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 33। इति ते विहितं तात यतेदम् अनुप्रश्यसि नान्यद् भगवत किंचित् भाव्यां सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते विहितं तात, यू वुड लाइक टू रिपीट? इति ते विहितं तात यतेदम् अनुप्रच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते विहितं तात यतेदम् अनुप्रच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते विहितं तात यतेदम् अनुप्रच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति ते विहितं तात यतेदम् अनुप्रच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम्। इति दस ते अंटु यू अभिहितं एक्सप्लेन्ड तात माय डियर सन यथा as idam all this anuprachasi as you have inquired na never anya anything else bhagavatah beyond the personality of godhead kinchit nothing bhavyam to be thought ever sat cause asat effect atmakam in the matter of translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation my dear son whatever you inquired from me I have thus explained unto you and you must know for certain that whatever there is either as cause or as effect both in the material and spiritual worlds is dependent on the supreme personality of godhead so purport the complete cosmic situation both in the material and in the spiritual manifestations of the energies of the energies of the lord is working and moving first as cause and then as the effect but the original cause is the supreme personality of godhead effects of the original cause become the causes of other effects and thus everything either permanent or temporary is working as cause and effect and because the lord is primeval cause of all persons and all energies he is called cause of all causes as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita as well as in Bhagavad Gita the Brahma Samhita 5.1 affirms Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam and in the Bhagavad Gita 10.8 it is said Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Matta Sarvam Pravartate इति मत्वा भजन्ते मां बुधा भाव समन्वितः सो द ओरिजिनल प्रिमेवल कॉज इज विग्रह द पर्सनल एंड द इम्पर्सनल स्पिरिचुअल एफल्जेंस ब्रह्म ज्योति इज आल्सो एन एफेक्ट ऑफ द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन ब्रह्मणो हि प्रतिष्ठाहम लॉर्ड कृष्ण ओके दैट इज द एंड ऑफ पर्पट ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य जनन्यशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो इन दिस वर्स ब्रह्मा ही टेल्स द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल दैट ही स्पोक टू नारद मुनि, right? It is essence, no? My dear son, whatever you inquired from me, I have thus explained to you. I have explained to you. And you must know certainly that whatever there is, either as cause or as effect, both in the material and spiritual worlds, is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this way, Brahma now tells the essence of all that which he has spoken to Narad Muni. So what is that essence? Essence is that everything is dependent on Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why everything is dependent on Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because he is the cause of all causes. Srila Prabhupada, he explains why everything is dependent on Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from Siddhanta point of view, Absolute Truth is cause of all causes. Vedanta Sutra, in the first verse it is said, Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. Now after becoming civilized human being, you should inquire about Absolute Truth. So, and in the second verse of Vedanta Sutra, what is that Absolute Truth is defined? Janma Adyasya Yataha. So, Absolute Truth is source of creation, maintenance and destruction. Janma Adi means, Janma means creation. Adi means maintenance and destruction. He is the source of everything. So, creation, maintenance and destruction. So, therefore here, Srila Prabhupada, he quoted this verse, Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. And also, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he confirms that he is that Absolute Truth. He is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matas sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of everything. Everything emanates from me. Those who know this, they engage in worship of the Lord with love and devotion. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. Now, sometime Prabhupada, he would explain that how Krishna, this 200 form of Shyamasundara, is cause of all causes. He is even source of Vishnu. And he would quote this verse, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. He is source of even Vishnu also. When Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, he is even source of Vishnu. Bhagavatam, it is told, Ete Cham Sakala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Loke Mradayanti Yuge Yuge. So all those avatars which were listed before that verse, they are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions. But Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan. And he appears in different times when there is disturbance caused by enemies of Indra, Indrari Vyakulam Loke. Sometimes Prabhupada defined demons means they are devotees of demigods, and devotees means they are devotees of Krishna or Vishnu. Now Indrari means enemies of Indra. Enemies of demigods. So demons, they act as devotees of demigods as well as enemies of demigods. As long as they don't get boon, as long as they want boon, they'll become devotees of demigods. Once they get boon, then they become enemies of demigods. So this is how demons, they act. So there is no gratitude among demons. You understand gratitude? Whatever demigods have done, they don't express, acknowledge that. So anyway, that is a different subject matter. And here, once Lord Krishna says that those who understand this, iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Once we realize that Krishna is the source of everything and everything emanates from him, what should be the immediate action? Immediate action is that we should engage in his service of the Lord. And all this literature, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything is meant to convince us that how Krishna is source of everything. And once we realize that, immediately we engage in devotional service with love and devotion. So many people may say that हमें भी भगवान के बारे में पता है, but if they know about God, भगवान, then why they are not engaged in devotional service of भगवान? So, or they may be engaged in some so-called bhakti. हम भी भक्त है साईं बाबा का, शिव जी का, शंभो का, भोलेनाथ का, like that they may say. That shows that they do not know Krishna is the source of everything. He is the cause of all causes. Vice versa. And Buddha Bhava Samanvitaha. When we realize that Krishna is the source of everything, then immediately love of Godhead appears in our heart. Bhava. That is initial stage of love of Godhead. So until that time, we go on cultivating this knowledge how Krishna is the cause of all causes. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlaba. So after many 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 lifetimes, after cultivating knowledge, one realizes that Krishna is the source of everything, vasudeva sarvamiti, and such mahatma is very rare. Such great soul is very rare. So those who realize that Krishna is the source of everything. So this is essence of what Brahma spoke. So he tells to Narad Muni that no, you must know for certain that whatever there is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita also, we see that Krishna speaks about material and spiritual energies. And so Bhumirapo Nalo Vayu Kham Manobuddhi Rebacha Ahamkara Itiyamme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego are my separated energies, he says, material energies of the Lord. Then this is Aparashakti, inferior energy of the Lord. Then Krishna speaks about Parashakti. Apareyam itastva anyam viddhi me prakriti viddhi prakriti param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharate jagat. So beyond this, give him some water from here only so that he can wash. So beyond this, inferior energy is superior energy of the Lord. So that is trying to dominate on inferior energy. So then Lord Krishna says everything which is born in this world is caused by these two energies. Aham krasnasya prabhava pralaya. But I am the cause of these two energies. So here in the Purport, you see Prabhupada speaks about cause and effect. So in this world, what is in this world and material world, what are the cause? Krishna's energies are cause of everything. And Krishna is cause of those energies. Therefore, he becomes cause of all causes. So, and therefore, in the seventh verse, he says that everything, how it is dependent on him. So, matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre mani gana iva. There is no truth superior to me. Just as all the pearls are dependent on the string. If there is no string, what happens? They will not so remain together as a necklace, right or not? Pearl, you understand? They will not remain as necklace. Therefore, what happens? So similarly, if Lord is not there, then nothing will remain together. So he is the one who puts everything together. Sometime in Bhagavatam, in other scriptures, Lord is compared to spider. Just like spider with its saliva creates the web. And then again withdraws it, everything. So, in this way, Lord also creates everything and withdraws. So, if there is no Lord, then nothing will survive. Because everything is dependent on him, cause of all causes. Now, for example, this society, if you take human society, if Lord is not center of this human society, then what happens? Then human society disintegrates. It cannot work at all. It becomes dysfunctional. It becomes chaotic to run human society. So if Lord is not center, then Varnashrama will not survive. So Krishna is the center. Everything is dependent on him. So in India, these idiot Indians, so-called followers of Vedic culture, so they stopped worshipping Krishna. Then they started worshipping all the demigods. Gradually now they have come to the point of worshipping Sai Baba as God. So this is what happens. Then everything disintegrates. Materialism will become rampant. When dharma is not there, when materialism is rampant, then how society will survive? So it cannot survive. Oh, so therefore everything is dependent on the Supreme Personality of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Any questions, comments? I'll ask questions. Who will explain how Krishna is cause of all causes from Bhagavad Gita? But he just says he is the cause of everything. But how he is cause of all causes? That he already told him. You understood? He just declares in that verse he is the cause of all causes. But how he is cause of all causes? I quoted from 7th canto, 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, no? Huh? How everything is caused by two energies of the Lord. And Krishna is source of those two energies. Therefore, he is cause of all causes. Everything is caused by these two energies of the Lord. And Krishna is cause of those two energies. Therefore, he becomes cause of all causes. Sarva karana karana. Remember, no? Okay, we'll not harass you more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki ja, Srimad Bhagavatam ki ja, Hare Krishna.